You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. In the news, not just today, but basically every day, big changes in the economy of media. The latest development is that CNN is going all in on branded content. That's paid-for ads that can look or sound a lot like regular stories. Turner Broadcasting announced a new sponsored content studio called Courageous to create content for CNN and HLN advertisers. And it's just the latest media company trying to figure out how to use sponsored content to raise some cash. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is with us now for more. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Molly.
So we've got CNN. Who else is doing this?
It might be easier to talk about who isn't. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal are selling sponsored content. Condé Nast made news earlier in the year when it announced a plan that would actually have editorial staff working with marketers on making these journalism-like ads. Huffington Post does it. BuzzFeed does it. Forbes actually ran a second magazine cover with content paid for by AT&T. Even public radio is getting in on the native advertising game on digital platforms. So really all over the media industry.
Et tu, Brute? So why are these outlets doing this?
Well, you got to pay the bills somehow, right?
That's what I hear.
I called up Rick Edmonds. He's a media business analyst at the Poynter Institute and asked him that question.
These ads command higher rates, and a lot higher rates, like multiples of what a banner or a more conventional ad would fetch.
Journalism just isn't cheap to produce, and many outlets have been struggling to figure out how to make money. Native advertising, sponsored content, branding content, whatever you call it, looks like a way to do that.
It sounds like you're saying that journalism just isn't free. It's not affordable.
Until they hire robots to replace all of us. Then somebody will have to, I guess, pay for the robots. So it's still not free. Sorry.
Robots for hire. How aware do you think are the consumers, the readers and the listeners and the viewers? How aware are they that this is sometimes branded content?
On some sites, it's pretty obvious. Like on Slate today, there was an article called Thinking About a Summer Trip to NOLA, and it was labeled with a bright blue sponsored content on the homepage and the story page. But other times it's a little bit sneakier and harder to see. So much, in fact, that the FTC held a workshop on native advertising, looking at when and how it should be differentiated from more editorial content. And John Oliver took it on his HBO show last week tonight.
I like to think of news and advertising as the separation of guacamole and Twizzlers. Separately, they're good. But if you mix them together, somehow you make both of them really gross.
That is really gross.
It is gross.
But a lot of high-profile sites and companies have signed on, so there must be some upsides, right?
There are upsides. Here's Poynter's Rick Edmonds again.
Well, if you're cynical, you could say it provides work for some people who've lost their jobs at more traditional journalism outlets, because there certainly is a demand for writers who can produce this type of piece.
Editors will also tell you that this sponsored content is still worthwhile content, that they're trying to tell good stories. They just happen to be paid for stories. And again, the biggest upside is that sponsored content pays for independent, high-quality journalism. Long-form, deep-dive investigative reporting isn't cheap. And we're not paying for it. Molly, the old advertising revenue model's not paying for it. So this is a business model that could work as long as news outlets are really transparent about what they're doing and keep their editorial independence.
We shall see. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Molly.